This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's say you've got a product. It's been around a while, 50-something years. It was once great, now a bit faded, but there is a kernel there that a new guy could build on. Gus Wenner is the new guy that Rolling Stone magazine is counting on. Kind of a new guy, anyway. His dad, Jan, founded and built the magazine that Gus is trying to bring back. Gus, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much.
What is it that you are trying to do with this magazine now, man? Which first of all, we have to point out is like twice as old as you are.
That's very true.
So you grew up with it.
I did. I grew up with it. We are trying to evolve it and turn it into an incredibly important brand for today's generation.
Which is interesting because that's what you were for a lot of the 70s and 80s. I mean, your dad built this thing into a cultural force. So give me the thumbnail version of what happened, because it's been a while since you've been, it's going to sound worse than I mean it to, relevant.
Well, I mean, I think that he, first of all, what he did is unbelievable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I still feel so fortunate to be in the position that I'm in. And
borrowed $7,500 and built an institution, truly a cultural institution in this country.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that it was founded at a time where music was kind of bursting at the seams and counterculture was in full swing. And he discovered that music could be a very powerful vehicle to enact change in this country. So I think over the years, culture changed. And he, you know, had a very specific worldview. And I think it's kind of ebbed and flowed and remained very important and critical, but in different form and fashion and not right at the center of zeitgeist per se.
It is a different corporate environment now for you and your dad. The magazine has been sold. The operation has been sold. You are employees now of the owners of this company. What does that feel like, and does it change how you do what you do?
It changes in the sense that we were able to find a partner to allow us to capture the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we have with a brand this meaningful and this powerful. And the last 2 years, I spent pretty much every day getting us to the point where we could find the right partner to focus on this brand. I don't know how much of the backstory you know.
Well, let's go into it a little bit, right? Yeah. Because you are the guy, actually, who drove these sales, right? The first one to BandLab and then to Penske Media, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it started with selling Us Weekly.
Right.
Then it was selling Men's Journal, which was another magazine we owned. And the philosophy behind it all was, those were great magazines, but I just didn't quite see how they could be more than that. And I think to thrive in today's environment, you have to be more than just a magazine.
And now you're betting the ranch on the prime property, basically.
That's exactly right.
He says with a deep breath. The new sort of revitalized Rolling Stone went on sale last week, right?
Yes.
But you got a copy of it?
I do.
Can
have
I
a
take
copy.
A quick peek? Because I want to talk
more than
about
a quick peek.
All right, I'll take a long peek.
Take a long peek.
Ooh, it feels different, actually.
It feels
different. Which we'll get to. So it's Cardi B
and
on
Offset.
The cover. And Offset, a very pregnant Cardi B.
Yes.
So I want to talk about the way this thing feels, but there is, because it's different. It's heavier paper, and it's just different. But why stay with the printed product in a digital age?
Well, I think that you need to have, if you're a magazine, which is our history and our DNA, and it's not the future of who we are, but it's, I'd say, the foundation of who we are.
Yeah.
It needs to be a great product. And I think for the An actual physical product. We want the magazine to be strong. And that's why we took it back to its oversized format.
Yeah.
Almost doubled the sort of quality and thickness of the paper, which can feel.
Yeah, you can. And it's expensive, right?
It's expensive.
This cover, this fancy-feeling thing cannot be cheap.
It cannot be cheap, no. But we want to put a premium quality product in the marketplace. And I don't think we can truly build great businesses around it unless our core DNA product isn't as strong as it needs to be and should be.
How come you're the guy who's driving this? And how come your dad didn't reach out to somebody, else?
Well, I mean, when I came into the business, the digital piece was very small. It's about...
Right. And you came in to run digital, we should say.
Yeah. I mean, I came in to sort of shadow the chief digital officer at the time. And I didn't come in thinking, I'm going to run this company. I came in thinking, I believe so much in what this thing stands for. It's so a part of who I am and, in my opinion, the fabric of culture. In order for it to evolve and succeed, we need to grow our digital property, which we really started doing. And then from there, and my responsibilities grew, became clear we needed to do more than just that.
Gus Winter, president and COO of Rolling Stone. Gus, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.